Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. We're live at Dickinson, North Dakota today, coming to you from Marathon Oil. We left Todd back home. He's wrestling with the IT issues again today. We're going to start having Todd withdrawals here, aren't we? Todd, where are you? Todd, where are you? We'll be doing that before too long, but he might pop in and make a visit today. Some others are going to pop in and make a visit are Jim Casper. He is a Republican from Fargo, member of the House, chair of the House Government and Veterans Affairs Committee. One of their bills was signed by the governor yesterday, and it's for a new governor's residence in North Dakota. We've had a number of calls about this. Some of you seem concerned that this is too much money for a governor's residence, and so I thought it would be appropriate that we'd have Jim on and talk about it. His committee toured the home. I've actually talked to Scott Lauser, too. He's a Republican up in Minot. I would argue, among the most conservative members of the North Dakota House, and also a realtor, and I was just kind of curious of his take. From a realtor's perspective, he said, we walked through this place, you can't even believe how bad it was. And he said, it would need $2.5 million to put into it, and you just don't put that kind of money into that kind of house. So, and also these funds are in a capital improvement fund, right? My understanding is it's actually not general fund dollars, so we'll get all the facts on it from Jim Casper today. And because I'm doing the same thing you are, going, my gosh, that's a lot of house, right? I don't get it. Why does it take government so much more to build something that's appropriate? So anyway, well, Jim Casper will join us, and Jim himself is I would argue a penny pincher when it comes to the Republicans in the North Dakota House. So anyway, the two of them, I think, are not the kind to go out and spend money for the sake of spending money. But we'll get their take today on the program and welcome your comments for them. We're also going to meet some of the folks from Marathon Oil. They've got a small army going out today, about 100 folks just from Marathon Oil. Think of that, 100 of their employees and some of their the service companies they work with going out there to pick up the patch. Pretty darn cool. So we'll talk with them about organizing that effort. We have the representative of the Dickinson Fire Department on how important it is to the community. And cleanup day is in Dickinson tomorrow. Then that kicks off 2 weeks of pick up the patch events around Dickinson. And these are happening everywhere. So we're going to walk you through where they're happening. We spend a lot of time on oil prices or oil taxes and, kind of the bigger picture issues related to oil companies. These folks go to school with our kids. Or bring their kids to school just like we do. Their kids sit alongside our kids in school, and we sit alongside them in church. They live next door. They're our friends and neighbors, and they care about these communities a lot. This isn't just oil companies from somewhere else with people from somewhere else that are like aliens here. They're our neighbors, and I think events like this just prove that out. And they do a lot of good things for their communities. I mean, a ton. So every once in a while, you just need to talk about that. And we'll do that today for our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council in our second hour and meet a bunch of good folks here. So we're looking forward to that conversation. In the meantime, I want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Have you heard about this Bud Light controversy at all? Bud Light has evidently a little campaign going these days, and as part of the campaign, they put some different graphics on their product. And in this particular case, they had a the campaign, first of all, is called Up for Whatever. Up for Whatever, okay? And as part of that Up for Whatever campaign, they used on some of their bottles Bud Light, specifically, a tag that said the perfect beer for removing no from our vocabulary for the night. Let me try and say that in English again. Sorry about that. The perfect beer for removing no from our vocabulary for the night. Okay? Well, this has caused quite a backlash. And, I'm sure people will be fired over this. And when I first heard this, what I said? What were they thinking? But I've been thinking more about this on a long drive to Dickinson. And part of me says this is one of the reasons we have a problem in this country today. That we think if somebody puts a stupid slogan on a beer, that it's a license to do something inappropriate, illegal, whatever. And why do we think that? Why do we instantly think that when we hear that campaign? Up for whatever. I mean, couldn't up for whatever ever mean, you know what, tonight, let's just go to a ball game. No's not an option. We're going to a ball game. And we're going to have a beer at the ball game. Isn't that the perfect beer for removing no from our vocabulary for the night? Got a lot to do. We could rake the lawn. We could, clean up the doggy doo-doo in the backyard. But no, we're going to go to the game. Could no mean, you know what? I haven't seen my mom in a long time. I'm going to go down to the nursing home. I'm going to spend the whole night with her. I'm going to have dinner with her. I'm going to hang out there with her after. I'm going to play bingo. Couldn't that be what it is? Right? I mean, why do we instantly go there? And as if somehow this is the beer's fault now, right? This is Bud Light's problem because I come back to, first of all, when you use beer, you ought to use it responsibly, right? And not everybody can. That's unfortunate, but just use it responsibly. Everything you do should be done in moderation. Every decision you make should be made. I mean, so instantly people go to say, oh, what you're saying is it's okay to, you know, we're removing no, and women after many beers should remove no from their vocabulary. Oh my gosh, come on! I mean, you can construe some nefarious angle on about anything, can't you? I think we're getting a little overly sensitive here. I really do, and my opinion has changed on this. Part of how I came to this opinion, we got a great email from a listener yesterday. We've been talking a lot about Baltimore this week, obviously. And I've been posing the question that most concerns me, and that is why. Why does this happen? Whether it's Baltimore, Ferguson, New York, whatever. Well, how do we get to this place, right? And Linda, a listener to the program, said, you know, I've been listening. I've been thinking about your topic. And you know what? We've all seen this. Sat in shock as we watched these thugs burn and pillage an already depressed part of a historical town in our country. And she says, growing up, I watched commercials with President Kennedy asking, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Something has happened since then. No longer are our citizens held to personal responsibility. No longer are we expected to give back to society. Now people sit back and dictate to the American government what they're owed. Social programs promote sex. Planned Parenthood promotes abortions if safe sex fails. And our government provides for the needs of children whose parents can't or wouldn't take responsibility for the children they've created while satisfying their own personal desires. She goes on, but that had me thinking, exactly, now we're going to have an uproar over a Bud Light label because of what it might lead somebody to do? And I would argue the taxpayer dollars fund much worse behavior and much worse suggestive languages. Maybe that's a stretch to connect those two, but I want to know what you think about that. So you tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you, by the way, when you call either of those numbers, you can also press 1 and just leave a message. Just get whatever you need to get off your chest, okay? And Manny, I've sent you a couple that have come in already here today. So you share with me when those are ready to roll. You read some more of this very well thought out email from Linda. Being born into a minority family doesn't mean that you are doomed to failure, or we wouldn't have such great Americans as Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, or Dr. Ben Carson. The difference is they had parents who had high expectations for their children and wouldn't allow them to act in a rebellious manner. Many successful minority adults were brought up knowing they had to study, work hard, behave in such a manner as to make their parents proud. I'm convinced that many in the current generation were raised with all it's about, were raised with it's an all about me attitude. Yeah. Children have been promoted through school without meeting the scholastic expectations for their grades so as to not hold them back socially. They demand high pay for entry-level jobs they may not be qualified for. Raise the minimum wage. I want a living wage. My commentary. Linda goes on, and they expect to be rewarded for bad behavior when I would have been punished by my parents. The music they listen to, the social media they pay attention to, along with the low expectations at home and among their peers, set many of the young people in their country up for failure. Children of color in our culture may be handicapped not by the color of their skin, but by the expectations they hold for themselves and the encouragement they get by their family, peers, and media to achieve meaningful goals. Dr. Spock strived to change social attitudes about parenting to protect a child's precious self-esteem. Where has that gotten us? This is good. This is good, and I agree with a lot of it. All right, Isaac and Howard Lake wants to weigh in on that beer slogan. Another call is right behind him. Let's chat about this. Plus, we'll tackle the debate over the new law, bringing a new governor's residence to North Dakota. All coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We are in Dickinson today at Marathon Oil. We're going to talk about their efforts to pick up the patch. They're doing it today. Another group starting tomorrow in Dickinson. It's cleanup day in Dickinson tomorrow. My favorite day of the year, cleanup day. Yeah, just load it on the berm. Send it out the door, right? And by the way, we'll be in Tioga tomorrow. And the Tioga Aero Center grand opening is happening in Tioga. So if you're up in that region and you want to take in a fun event, boy, I tell you, Nessa Consulting Services is sponsoring that. And Kathy Nessa and her team there at Nessa Consulting, they know how to throw a party. And no exception tomorrow. Tours at 3, they'll have a number of airplanes up there for static displays, and then the program and ribbon cutting and all the fun at 4, and then a big meal at 5, and then the movie. Well, you got to have a movie when you're out at the airport, so it'd be kind of fun. The movie Planes actually will be showing, and what time are they doing that again? 6 o'clock. Free popcorn and all the fun, and the meal catered by Hometown Excellence at 5, so should be a lot of fun. Yep, there are all the details at TiogaAero.com, TiogaAero.com, but starts at 3 at the Tioga Municipal Airport in Tioga tomorrow, where we'll be broadcasting live. Okay, let's get back to the phones here and find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Howard Lake is where we're going next for Isaac. Go ahead, Isaac.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning. Hey, you know, this Anheuser-Busch deal, it's completely ridiculous. You know, the Nike, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years ago, come out with a slogan, just do it. Now, if we're going to persecute slogans, that'd be a good one to persecute. And, you know, then it was not a big deal. Today, it's not a big deal. But the word just, the slogan, just do it, pretty much permits or is saying what the Bush slogan is doing.
Yeah, I suppose the difference is one's a tennis shoe and one's a beer. But I'm with you. I mean, I think I'm sorry, officer, but, you know, I'm wearing these Nikes and, you know, the slogan's just do it. So I just, come on. I mean, it's like the dumbing down of America. It's like saying, oh, if it's on a beer, then they're going to do it and it's going to be okay. I mean, I'm not saying I would have crafted this if I was Bud Light and looked at it and said, yeah, that's okay. But I think
the liberal media, just drive around and look for anything they can attack to make a buck off of, is all they're after.
Yeah, I jumped on when I first saw this thing. Gosh, what are you thinking? But this is the problem, I think, that we... We're running around looking for reasons to be offended over things and feigning outrage rather than just expecting people to, you know, adhere to just basic, simple standards, right?
Yep. We're running around looking for a solution in search of a problem.
Yeah, so maybe, Isaac, you've raised an issue that we can ask the other listeners to help us with here today. What other slogans should be banned? If we're now living in a society that, we're uber sensitive here, then clearly Nike needs to get its act together real quick. And who else besides
right,
just do
I don't
it?
Know.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
I'll get on it, Isaac. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, Isaac's with me. I would imagine some other people are not, and that's okay. I want to hear from you, too. Not necessarily defending that I would have done this, but I'm more concerned about the uproar over it than anything else. You know what I'm saying? 800-228-0550. Alan in Bismarck has a question for me. Hello, Alan. Go ahead. Alan, are you there? Oh, he dropped. What was his question, man? Just said he had a question for me. All right. Maybe you wanted me to finish Linda's email. It's a long email, but it's very good. Have you been following along in this email, Manny? You're busy. You're answering phones. I understand. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, so back to the emails. Not much left, but it's good. It makes sense. We are back on minimum wage. Demanding high pay for entry-level jobs that may not be qualified. They don't understand when they get fired, why they get fired, when they fail to show up on time or don't show up at all, and may not even work once they're there. And they expect to be rewarded for bad behavior when I would have been punished by my parents. The music they listen to, the social media they pay attention to, along with the low expectations at home and among their peers, set many of the young people in our country up for failure. All of these statements, in my mind, are regardless of their race, by the way. Dr. Spock strived to change social attitudes about parenting to protect a child's precious self-esteem. Where's that gotten us? Now we've got a culture full of self-indulgent, self-centered people who fail to look beyond themselves, lack the ability to utilize self-control, and are easily swayed by groupthink into personal, cultural, and socially destructive behavior. Throwing more money at the problems that plague Baltimore are not going to change anything. The thing that needs to change are our personal attitudes towards personal responsibility and bringing back the Kennedy idea of what you can do for your country or your family or your community. Our country as a community was not founded by people who expected stuff from the government. It was established to promote and encourage people to take responsibility in such a way to create law-abiding citizens so they can earn their own stuff. To create citizens who utilize their own sweat and hard work to make a better life for themselves and their children. Thanks for the opportunity to voice my opinion. That's been shared by, I think, anything in recent memory from our page. Just an email from Linda, who wanted to share her views. And I connected the dots between this thing over the Bud Light deal and what Linda's saying, because I think she's exactly right. Lauren and Minot, get you in here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Oh, regarding the beer ad, I guess when you consider beer or any other alcoholic drink, we know that what they do best, those drinks, is remove inhibitions and good judgment. And generally speaking, in the absence of inhibition and good judgment, we make a lot of mistakes. And it just seems that an ad that promotes the concept of not using good judgment and having inhibitions control your behavior is generally a sort of a cynical attitude.
Okay, so bad judgment is where in this? Up for whatever. That's the campaign. Up for whatever. And the tagline, the perfect beer for removing no from our vocabulary for the night. In other words, Okay. Bad judgment is, they're not promoting bad judgment. I don't just say by saying, hey, we're going to take no out of that. That means we're going to do whatever. We're up for whatever. We're going to go to a ball game. We're going to do something we weren't planning to do. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not trying to defend where some people could take this, that, okay, you're full of beer and then, in a sexual connotation. I'm not defending that in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying, why do we instantly think that means bad judgment is going to follow?
Well, it would be interesting to see what graphics accompany the ad. If the graphics include a bar scene with a lot of attractive people, then
I'm looking at, Lauren, is just the front of a Bud Light bottle. I appreciate your input. Thanks a bunch.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, 4 for $4 at any PetroServe USA location all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Before the top of the hour, we are live today in Dickinson, North Dakota. I want to thank one of our fine sponsors, our good friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it, you know. Oh, yes, they do. Heedalls has it. And what am I talking about? Well, the parts you need, they have it. And if they don't, they'll have it from one of their warehouses literally in, within hours, for sure. And they just, whatever that part is, the right part for your car, they're proud of the fact they have employee. They have a certified ASE counter professionals, rather, to answer your questions, help you find the right part for your vehicle. And how often do you find yourself needing a customized color? They can do it. That's right. It's as easy as a spray can. They can do anything. Just bring it in, and they will go to work. They really do an amazing job. But you know what else Heedalls has besides the auto parts you need? The people. They really do. Folks like Josh Hansen over there in Fergus Falls at their location there. Heedalls has locations in Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota. He's been over there about 10 years at Heedalls and loves working with folks and really does a great job meeting whatever the needs are, whatever it is. The customers, they get it done. And he's a car guy like many of them, actually does a little bit of racing in his spare time, because they have a dirt track over there in Fergus Falls that is really cool. I had to ask him what his first car was. You know what it was? 73 Delta 88. Why is it everybody knows instantly what it is? And then they'll usually tell you the color and a few more details. A putrid green. He did give me the color. It was a gift, though. It was a freebie. One of his dad's buddies gave it to him, and it needed a transmission. And So that's where it all started. You got the tranny in it, got it working, and that's the kind of folks that are going to help you walk in the door at any Heedalls location. Find them online at Heedalls.com and tell them Scott sent you. Make sure you say hello to Josh. Ask him about that putrid green Delta 88 there. The Heedalls location in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. 26 before the top of the hour. We're in Dickinson today. Going to be talking about pick up the patch efforts all across the oil patch for the North Dakota Petroleum Council next hour. We're at Marathon Oil. Thank them for their hospitality today. They got an army of 100 folks that'll be picking up the patch later today, and we're going to meet some of them. It's a really neat effort. Glad they're doing it. Even doing a little barbecue to feed everybody after, so that's great fun. We've had some calls of late about the law that Governor Jack Dalrymple signed in yesterday, a product of the Government and Veterans Affairs Committee. Jim Casper chairs that committee, and so we asked him to join us today to talk about the new governor's residence to come in North Dakota. Jim, thanks for being here. How are you?
Fine, Scott. Good to be back home in the real world. Get ready to go to work in business.
Yeah, no kidding. You citizen legislators have to do a lot of catch up after all that time in Bismarck. Been there since January, right?
That's for sure. It's a balancing act that you just have to be able to work through. But it's good to be back.
So tell me how this whole governor's residence thing started. The reason I called is that we've had a number of calls and emails about it, and it seems to me You know, I've heard it used in the oil tax debate. Oh, we can afford a $5 million governor's residence. And I've heard some folks say, that's ridiculous. Why that much money? Seems to be gaining some legs. So I thought, you know, we'd spend some time on it, albeit unfortunately after the fact. But it's law now. So tell us why it was needed.
Well, Scott, the current residence was built in the 50s. It is in poor repair. There has been an estimate done by two different firms or in 2012, and currently the cost to repair would be between $2.8 and $3.2 million. The safety factors in that residence are very, very poor for the security of the governor and the governor's family. There's water damage in there. There's mold. The layout of that residence is really not very conducive for any governor that has little kids. So there's really not a good area where the governor can entertain dignitaries that come from throughout the country and actually from throughout the world. So when you look at the cost to repair and then you still have what you've got compared to the cost for new, we toured the residence with my committee, and it was a bipartisan support in committee that we move forward with building a new structure.
And I talked to one of your committee members, Scott Lauzer, from up in Minot, like you, a conservative member of the Republican caucus. Without question, he said he's a realtor. He just said, anybody that would walk through that would say to put $3.2 million into this would really be dumb. So is that part of the issue that in order to get it back to where it needed to be, there was so much money, it's better off just to raise it and start from scratch?
Well, that's right, and it's really not a functional residence in the world of where we're at today. You know, you think message do we want to send to the rest of the country and the rest of the world as a state? You know, North Dakota used to be a flyover state, Scott, where no one paid attention to us. Now we're really on center stage, not only in the U.S., but worldwide, and people are coming from all over to see what is this miracle that's going on in North Dakota. So you drive by the residence as it currently is. It just it looks to me like a greenskeeper's house from the street. It's just... It just doesn't make a statement, and I think the people in North Dakota want more for the image of our state and for the First Family. The safety issue, going back to that, is a big deal. The security, the availability from, we have, the whole world has changed. People can walk off the street right into that area now, and it just, heaven forbid if something would happen. It's time to upgrade. And the $5 million, $4 million of the $5 million, Scott, comes from the Capitol Grounds Building Committee. That's a constitutional fund that was established when North Dakota became a state. And we originally were granted from the federal government 50 sections of land and an additional 50,000 acres of land that fund owns. And it says in the Constitution from the granting authority from the federal government, this is for use on the Capitol grounds of the Capitol. So those funds that we will be using come from that fund. They cannot. They are not general fund dollars. They're not taxpayers' dollars. They come from the fund. And the good news, we now have what's called mineral acres in that fund. We have 24 oil-producing wells that the Capitol Grounds Fund owns and is generating substantial dollars now where we did not have that in the past. And in addition to that, we have 30,000 more mineral acres that have not been developed. So there's going to be dollars coming in for years and years to that fund. And so the $4 million of the dollars comes from that fund, not from taxpayers' money. And then we put in the bill that before the construction could begin, the private sector would need to raise $1 million of private donations, and we'd have to have $500,000 in the bank from the private sector to show the support of the people in North Dakota. So I think we put that bill together very, very well. I know if the people of our state could tour the residents the way we saw it, they would be in agreement, and so we're going to move forward finally.
Mark in Bismarck with a question for our guest, Representative Jim Casper.
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. A couple of things. First of all, I will not be donating any money to the state capital fund, the $1 million private sector. I live here in Bismarck, and I do not live down on the Missouri River, but you can drive down to the Missouri River, and you would be hard-pressed to find a five million dollar home, and there are some of the most gorgeous homes in the state of North Dakota down at Southport. So to suggest to me that you need $5 or $4 million of state money, whether it be taxpayer money or not, to build a new home, and actually I'm driving by it right now, that personally it doesn't look that bad to me, but to suggest to me that the state people should donate $1 million to an already fund that has more than enough money in the coffers is almost laughable. My second point is...
Now, let me address your first point, and then you can go to your second point. And, Mark, I think I've received emails from you.
No, you have not. I've never emailed you.
Well, it's a different individual, and that sort of made the same point. The first thing, you have to realize that when you're building a state building like this, there's going to be a lot of dollars that will be put in for security matters. There'll be a lot of dollars put in for parking matters. In addition to that, the bill requires that we add an event and a hosting area to the residents so that when people come in large parties and the public in North Dakota could come in large numbers and the governor could host. So, and you build those types of structures differently than you normally build a normal home. I agree with you, $5 million might sound like a lot of money. And, you know, when the architects come up with their plans, whenever the architect is selected, they will bring forth 3 to 4 different options to the building committee, and then they'll decide which one to go forward with. And there'll be input from the public, input from legislators before a final decision is made. So the $5 million is a top number. Doesn't mean that we'd spend all that money, but we wanted to be sure we had enough money in there to provide for the security and the proper construction so it can last 100 years this time.
Well, you and I are going to disagree on this because...
I guess we will.
We will. We'll disagree on that. My second point is, as far as the legislative session, and everybody seems to be touting what a success it was, you had 78 days. You had 3 days left to go, or 2 days left to go, and to walk away from the legislative session. And I am a Republican, and I support virtually everything the Republicans did in the legislature. But to walk away from the legislature and gavel it down in both the House and the Senate side without funding everything, without having, if you can't stay there for another 2 days to work out these differences between the Senate and the House on the PERS bill or whatever you want to call it, I am embarrassed to say that I am a Republican, because why are you going home when you have 2 more days to do it? Stay there, do your work. That's what you're paid for. That's what you were elected to do. That's why you were there.
Okay, you're making your point.
Yeah, I got it.
All right,
let me respond. We were at an impasse. The House amended that bill for the PERS budget to provide some guarantees for the employees of the state of North Dakota and the municipalities that are in the health plan. And there's about 68,000 people covered by that plan, to have assurances that the new plan that's going into effect would have the same coverages and the same benefits as the old plan that is being taken over. And that's what the RFP called for. The House and the Senate saw things differently. We were at an impasse. So the reason we adjourned is to give some time for cooling down. I'm absolutely positive we will be back in before we need to have the PERS budget funded, which is just for the operations of the PERS employees, not the health plan or the retirement plan. That is funded in separate appropriations. But we will be back, and we will take care of it. But we needed some cooling off time because neither chamber at this point in time was willing to budge. So that's why we adjourned. We'll get the job done. It was the right move because we would have wasted 2 more days and still not accomplished anything. So we need a little cooling off time.
It's a cooling off period. All right. Appreciate the answer there. And Scott in Bismarck has a question next. We'll take a short break. Come back with more. Jim Casper joins us. And I want to know what we think $5 million will buy. And, you know, I mean, to your point, how much is security? How much is grounds? How much is the public space? And versus just actual residents. We'll talk about that too in the governor's residence part of this. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Southwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
At Dickinson Marathon Oil today, talking Pick Up the Patch next hour. Stay tuned for that. Chatting now with the chair of the Government and Veterans Affairs Committee, Jim Casper, Republican from Fargo, is joining us on the program today to talk about the governor's residence, a bill the governor signed yesterday, which will go into place. Funds that come out of, and again, this is something I learned today, no taxpayer funds in this whatsoever. This is a capital grounds fund, so funds dedicated specifically to improving the capital grounds. So one more piece of information on this. Other calls waiting to chat with Jim, so we'll get right to it. Scott and Bismarck, go ahead for Jim.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Say, just a quick question on the mansion. I think it'll be a good idea, but what kind of a bidding process is going to be on there? Is it going to be a publicly advertised bid? And there are legislators that would have approved this that are in the construction business. Would that be a conflict of interest for them to bid it or that kind of thing? Or so what's going to be the process of who's going to end up building this thing?
Very good question, Scott. The first process will be that the Capitol Building Grounds Committee will put together a request for qualifications. And that's different than a request for a proposal. And that'll go out to all of the architects in the state of North Dakota, and any architect from across the country, for that matter, could submit their qualifications. When those qualifications come in, then that committee will select a lead architect. Once the lead architect is selected, then the committee works with the architect on specifications for the residence. How big will it be? What should the public events area look like? What is security needed, et cetera, et cetera? And what are they looking for as far as as some ideas of the look of the building? The architect then will submit from 3 to 5 renderings. You know, they're little, these pictures where architects paint how they see the project would look from the outside if you're looking at it. Then there'll be a public hearing where the public will be invited to the Capitol to come and listen to the presentations. Legislators will be invited. There'll be requests for feedback from the public and legislators, and then the committee will make their final decision of how it will look. Once that is done, then there'll be a bidding process, and any of the contractors that wish to bid for it would bring their proposal, and the committee would select the contractor to do the construction of the residence.
Okay, well now, and I know that's happened in the past. I mean, typically, if the proposal, as long as they meet the architect's specifications and the plan specifications, is the low bid is going to be going to get the contract.
You know, Scott, I can't tell you that because the process hasn't started. That's a good question. You know, sometimes the low bid may not be the best bid. We'd have to get down the road to see. I would have a lot of confidence in that building committee to make the right decision. But I just can't say at this time if it would be the low bid or the best bid, and they'd have to decide that.
Todd, on the road near Stanley for Jim Casper. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Jim Casper. I got just a couple points, and I'll get off and listen. First of all, I'm in favor of building a new residence. I think it's a great idea, update, and all that kind of thing that goes for it. But I would be highly disappointed if somebody from outside the state got any work on that capital. I think that would be totally unfair. It's a North Dakota capital, should be done with all North Dakota workers. And my third point, and this kind of goes to Scott too, it makes me so angry and so disturbed when I hear our legislatures say it's not taxpayer money, because everything that's on those capital grounds and in those banks is taxpayer money. Somehow, somewhere was given to the taxpayers, come from the taxpayers and whatnot. And you got to remember, when you say that stuff, you are merely an elected official that can be taken out by the taxpayer. You understand what I'm saying? I think it's extremely disheartening for us taxpayers when you and maybe Scott once in a while say it's not taxpayer money, because that is not true. Everything that belongs in that Capitol grounds is North Dakota taxpayers, our voting residents of North Dakota. Thank you.
The point I was trying to imply is this would not come from income tax. It would not come from sales tax. It would not come from any type of use tax. It would not come directly out of the pockets of the taxpayers of the state of North Dakota. The funds come from the revenue derived from the assets that the Capitol Grounds Committee owns, which is land and revenue-producing assets such as the oil revenue from the land and the other assets that fund owns, not out of the taxpayers' pockets. Obviously.
I guess, yeah, but when I was saying it, I meant it isn't like, okay, this $5 million has to be removed from health care spending or some other expenditure, that it's dedicated for this and it comes out of that separate fund. But
it can only be used on the capital grounds, that revenue.
That's to Todd's point, I guess ultimately it's an asset of the North Dakota citizens. So
it
for
certainly
sure.
is an asset. I certainly agree with that.
Brad and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Jim Casper.
Thanks for taking my call. I am in favor of the governor's residence. I do believe it's time to do that, and I also believe and agree that it should be North Dakota contractors that work on it. But my big beef, I guess, is with higher ed spending. I understand there's a Valley City State University $24 million fine arts building going up. Is that true?
I think it was authorized, Brad. I don't know if it was appropriated, but I believe it was authorized. I think there's some strings attached on that, but I don't know if the funding was in there or if it was authorized.
Because they're making a big deal about $5 million for governor's residence that's highly needed is a small issue compared to higher ed and the huge...
Fair point. I got a bunch of other calls waiting. Can you stay in the segment, Jim?
Sure.
Chris, Layton, and Gary, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now, and the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal, but hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.